This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the restructuring of Prime Minister Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme. It also gave approval for extension of the lending period beyond the 31st of December 2024. The lending period has now been extended until the 31st of March 2030. The total outlay for the scheme is 7,332 crore rupees. The key features of the restructured scheme include enhanced loan amount across the first and second tranche, provision of UPI-linked RuPay credit card for beneficiaries who have repaid the second loan, and digital cashback incentives for retail and wholesale transactions. The Cabinet also approved the proposal of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports for submission of bid for the Commonwealth Games CWG 2030. It also gave its approval to sign the host collaboration agreement along with the required guarantees from concerned ministries, departments and authorities, and sanction of required grant in aid to the Gujarat government in case the bid gets accepted. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirtivardhan Singh has said that the Indian economy is very strong and the industries of the country are very strong. Replying to a media query on 50% US tariff on the sidelines of a program in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the government will certainly not let the country suffer. Several people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide yesterday on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the Community Health Centre in Katra. Meanwhile, Northern Railway has cancelled 45 trains and short-terminated 25 trains due to heavy rains in Jammu region. The Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, talking to media in New Delhi today, said help desks have been established at Jammu Tawi, Sri Mata Vaishno Devi, Katra, Pathankot and New Delhi railway stations.
Uttar Railway dwara 45 ke aaspaas trains ka cancellation kiya gaya hai aur 25 से अधिक ट्रेन को शॉर्ट टर्मिनेट किया गया है. हेल्पलाइन या हेल्प डेस्क की स्थापना की गई है. कुछ हेल्पलाइन नंबर भी जारी किए गए हैं. जैसे दिल्ली का हेल्पलाइन नंबर है 9717638775 और जम्मू का हेल्पलाइन नंबर है 7888839911.
Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that India's early investment and innovation in biotechnology will give it an edge over other countries and pay huge dividends in the future. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said the government's Bio-E3 policy has made the once ignored field of biotech one of the most sought-after disciplines amongst the youth. The National Human Rights Commission has issued notices to the Chief Secretary and Director General of Police of Uttar Pradesh over the reported death of a man at a de-addiction centre. Taking Seomoto cognizance of a media report, the Commission has sought a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. It said a 38-year-old man died of alleged torture at a de-addiction centre in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh. Zimbabwe's Vice President, Dr. C.G.D.N. Chiwenga, has said that Africa and India share a great historical relationship and are focused on partnerships which put emphasis on technology, innovation, diversification and infrastructural development. Addressing the CII India-Africa Business Conclave in New Delhi today, Dr. Chiwenga said Zimbabwe is open for business. At least 25 people were killed and 27 others injured when a passenger bus overturned in the Arghandi area near Kabul in Afghanistan this morning. According to Interior Ministry spokesman Abdul Mateen Khani, reckless driving caused the crash on the highway linking Kandahar to Kabul. Poverty in Pakistan has surged, with 44.7% of the population now living below the poverty line, according to media reports. Despite a worsening financial crisis and reliance on IMF loans, defence spending rose by 20%, while allocations for health, education and job-creating sectors were slashed around 7%. Experts blame military interference and policy instability for Pakistan's declining per capita income, which fell from $1,766 to $1,568 in 2023. And with that, we end this news bulletin.